Hallelujah. Glory to God. You joined Club. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we're having a time already. Glory to God. We praise the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy of the honor and the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. I want y'all to know that we just love you. We really appreciate all of you. We thank God for all of you that have subscribed to our admonition to tell at least one person a day. Now, you can tell as many as you can, but But at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. Glory to God. And I always add on to the back of that, ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? I need to kind of put a highlighter on that. I need to underscore it. I need to put stars around that. And you know what I think I'm going to do, Pastor Peaches? I'm going to play this song. Hallelujah. Oh, tell somebody, if you're not alone, listen to this broadcast. Tell somebody you love
them. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
Blessings of the Lord.
Good long life.
Yes, I bless
good health.
Bless
and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
May the blessings of God be in your family.
Yes, I bless you.
On your children.
The blessing of the Lord.
May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And yes, we do love you with the love of the Lord, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening, I'll thank you kindly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks, your ink pens, Have a spanking, but have more than one apron. And more than one pencil, and have your highlighters ready. Hallelujah.
God.
Sometimes the pastor may get one or two scriptures, but it's not most likely. So be ready for all these scriptures we're going to write, we have tonight. Yes, indeed.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Take out your composition notebooks. Have them ready. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going to use for communion elements, your bread, your cracker, juice, water. Hallelujah. Let's do our calendars for the month. Hallelujah. We have our morning victory. We have our praise and worship in the mornings. Hallelujah. At 7. So do your alarms for 6:55. So you'll be ready at 7 o'clock in the morning AM, and then on Tuesday evenings, we've been having Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. It's final time and term paper time. And, oh, wow, we've been learning so much in the Word of God. Redo your alarms for Sundays. If you haven't been able, if you're not able to be with us on in person on Sunday mornings, do your alarms for 2:55. In the afternoons, the service starts at 3 o'clock. You will be on time if you do your alarm for 2:55, and so you'll be able to hear us from the very beginning. Hallelujah. Our fourth Sunday guest this month will be Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Breaking bringing to us the Word of God. And after the service on the fourth Sunday, we will have a meal, a dinner, hallelujah, free of charge. So come out and fellowship. Come out and fellowship with the saints of God. Come out and have a free meal. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and look at the ministry's vision and mission. And we also have a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. We believe in God for a building, and not just a building, but other things that we can minister to the homeless and the people of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask to think.
Hallelujah.
So if you have that $2.5 million we need, or $3 million, feel free.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Pass and pick it up. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing too great or too small for the Lord for y'all to donate. Hallelujah. We will thank you and appreciate. And we are 501c3, so you can write it up on your taxes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
And the first Sunday of next month will be Friends and Family Sunday. So start asking your friends and your family now to join you in church. Hallelujah. The first Sunday in September. Hallelujah. Thank you. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. We thank God for you. And we just thank God for the new building. And God is preparing it for us.
Hallelujah.
Thank God that he's allowing us to pay for the building with cash. Hallelujah. No mortgage. Hallelujah. Talking about burning the mortgage. The day we walk in there, we're going to burn a piece of paper because there ain't going to be no mortgage. Hallelujah.
Here it is, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Thank you,
we praise God for all of that. We thank God because God he can do anything but fail. And we just praise him and magnify his name today. We thank God for all of you, and just to talk about the website, we're going to be putting some of our messages up on the website and some pictures of some of the services and some of our guest speakers up on the website so y'all can see it and the thoughts for the week and the thoughts for the month and all kinds of little amenities we're going to be putting up there on our website, and we're going to the gift of the month and share with folk how to get the gift. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to be putting on the website, so you need to go to the website again. Hallelujah. That's rymmi.org. R-Y-M-M. That's Mary Mary I dot org. Hallelujah. That stands for Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Also, our 7 a.m. morning worship, 7 days a week, every day. You can get that. You can join us. It's a different number to call, because it's interactive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can call our conference call number, which is 605-475-4800. And what's the access code, Pastor Peaches?
759-849.
That's right, pounds. Oh. That's right. Thank you so much. At 759-849 pound symbol. So again, the telephone number to join us in morning worship every morning, 7 a.m., is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849 pound. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, you know, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, they had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. They didn't just say, Lord, pray, bless everybody in the world, although that's all right. They called out our names.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the Father God. They took time to identify who they were going to be praying for, and they called out our names.
Yeah, thank you, God.
Somebody prayed for us. And we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because when the praises go up,
blessings come down.
And so we're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put your loved ones, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors, even your enemies, because they need Jesus. And I know some of you say, yeah, they need Jesus more than we do. No, everybody needs the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So pray for them.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God says so. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. As I play the prayer, the selection in the background, we're going to begin to put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. And we want you to do that too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the following people. We ask the signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. 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 Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany. Yonka, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and Victor and Little Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and still another Dominique and one more Dominique. Hallelujah. Latricia and Tiny, another Latricia. Tiny and another Tiny and another Tiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Earl and another Earl and another Earl and still another Earl and one more Earl and Tavon, another Tavon. And another Tavon, still another Tavon, and Trayvon, hallelujah, glory to God. And Danielle, another Danielle, and another Danielle, and still one more Danielle, and Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. And Kimberly, and another Kimberly, and another Kimberly, and another Kimberly, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. George Duke, and another Tavon. And Maurice, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sister Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Prophet Cynthia and another Prophet Cynthia. And Minister Jane, hallelujah. Minister Janice, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Sister Anjanette, hallelujah. Yvette, Ronald and Rosalind, hallelujah. Pastor Tom's friend, First Lady Rosalind's friend, First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah. Apostle Bryce Smith, Apostle Justin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Glory to Sister Lorena Johnson, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Rachel Johnson, Brother Raymond Banks, hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph Atkins, hallelujah. Talitha, hallelujah. Regina Dwight, another Dwight, hallelujah. Still another Dwight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beverly, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Cornelius James, Pastor Christine Olivia James. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Desiree and Lady D, hallelujah. And Paige Trammell and Linda Blanchard, and hallelujah. And Brenda DeLoach, hallelujah. And hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Annette Gordon, hallelujah. Ruth Sager, Ruth Hairsign, hallelujah. And Steve Hairsign, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jennifer Bob, hallelujah. Kevin, hallelujah. Another Kevin, another Kevin, another Kevin. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Norman Nevis. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory to God. Jeffrey and another Jeffrey and another Jeffrey. Hallelujah. And Gabriel and another Gabriel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God of worship, it is worship, and it is the Lord. 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 It is the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, God.
We glorify your name, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you on today, Lord.
Lord, bless your name.
We thank you, Lord.
Bless
you. We thank you, Lord, that signs and wonders and miracles follow.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And right now, I'm going to pay a selection. And after that selection, you will hear the voice of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, a woman of the word, hallelujah, guardian of the altar, a demon destroyer. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking about none other than Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's going to bring forth the children's corner. Hallelujah.
Thank you. What day is it?
Hump day.
It's hump day. Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for another Wednesday. I know we may not be in school. It may not be the school year. I don't know if summer school even went on this summer. Things are so different. Hallelujah. But Wednesdays always follow Tuesdays and always come before Thursday. Hallelujah. And we always have something to give God the praise for and the glory and the honor for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we always are going, always obtaining new ground and doing new things. And
yes,
God is always, I guess, encouraging us to go forth, even when it's something new. And some things, you know, to do something new can be scary.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And some of you are entering into school.
Uh-huh.
Some of you are entering into, high school, middle school. When I was going to middle school, it was called junior high.
Yes, a long time ago.
Know that when I was going to junior high, oh, my goodness, I was so nervous. Every morning, I would get the jitters in my stomach. I would have to run back and forth to the bathroom. And it was just like, oh, my goodness.
Come on, dear.
But my mother would pray with me every morning before we left out the door. Some of my sisters were going to high school. She prayed with them. Some of them were going to elementary. She prayed with them. Everybody got prayer before they went out the door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And so this was my mother's way of covering us with the blood of Jesus, not knowing what atmospheres we were going to be around or be in the midst of in school, but she was trusting God to take care of us and to cover us while we were there.
Yes.
And what we have to do ourselves, we have to be bold. And the word of God, there is enough fear nots in the Bible for every day of the year, even a leap year.
Yes.
Okay. So doing something for the first time can be really scary. Okay. But Hebrews 13, I'm going to read Deuteronomy, a scripture in Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. It says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
And he also said it again, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto your fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit. So therefore, you know, it's the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never have to second guess the word of God or anything. Just know, and just like I've said before, you can do it afraid. Just, you know, when somebody come up and you may run into the bullies. The bullies are not just in elementary school. The bullies are in middle school. They're even in high school. They're even in college.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what the word of God says. And you can take whatever God says, you can take it to the bank. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. And then he said, nor be afraid of them. He wasn't talking, you can take this, don't be afraid of them. You can take it as the ones that's going to come up against you in school. And this scripture was about Joshua going into the promised land, okay? Going into a place he's never been before, traveling new ground, new territory. Somewhere he's never been before, not knowing what's out there in front of him. And a lot of times, and that's, so therefore, when you go to school, you're going to be going back into an area, especially if you're going from high school to college, you're going from elementary to middle to high. You're going to a place you've never been before.
Right.
Don't be afraid. God has already said,
yeah,
be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, if the Lord is your God, you don't have to be afraid.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be afraid of anything. Hallelujah. You just know that your big brother, Jesus Christ, your father, not just a big brother, your father, got your back. Hallelujah. He ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're walking down a hall by yourself, you're getting on the public transportation by yourself, you out on a bus stop by yourself, you going to the restroom by yourself, know that God got your back. God is going to protect you, and God will always be there for you. And this is something that I have seen when I was going through from elementary all the way to high school. God always had someone. I was never a fighter. But God always had somebody to speak up for me, take up for me. And if there hadn't been a fight, God would have somebody to fight for me too.
All right.
I did not have to. I'm serious. And sometimes people will think they can pick on you because you're quiet, because it's just something different about you. So therefore, when they look at you, they don't understand what they're looking at or why you look different. But sometimes they say, I just don't like her. But it's the Spirit of God that's in you, and it wars against that spirit that's in them, because they have the spirit of the devil in them, but they don't know what it is that's in you that's troubling them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's troubling that spirit that's in them. And you don't have to say a thing. 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. A grievous word stir up anger. Hallelujah. You don't have to say a word. When someone says something to you, when it is time for you to speak in low, soft voice, low, soft tone. Hallelujah. And God will give you just what to say to a bully or somebody to come up against you, and what he will anoint you to say will take the fire out of what they'd already spewed out. It's just like they are shooting fire out of their mouth, and what God gives you, the anointing he gives you, is just like a water hose that's going to drench and put out the fire that's coming out of their mouth. Watch God do it. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. For your God goes before you. He knows what you're going to come up against. Don't be afraid just because it's new territory. Hallelujah. There's no territory that God hasn't already conquered. There's no territory that God hasn't already gone before you and already then sent the anointing of the Lord prior to wherever you're going to go. Hallelujah. God has, and believe you me, God has other young people out there too. There's some young people that's giving their hearts and their lives to the Lord even over the summer. And you're going to meet some of them. Hallelujah. And your friends, the ones that haven't given their hearts to the Lord, you have what they need. So don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And they want to curse and say all these little colorful names. Don't you be afraid to call, to say, oh, the blood of Jesus. They think you crazy. Look at them like they're crazy when they say their little colorful words. Because they're going to look at you. And let them look at you when you say the name of Jesus. And be bold. Be bold as a lion. And ask God for more boldness. Ask God for holy boldness. Hallelujah. Believe you me, you have what they need. That's you, Pastor.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So much for Children's Corner. And remember, there's two children that you got guardian angels.
Hallelujah.
Angels to work. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Tell my angels. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. I'm going to use the word of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you use the word of God.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank you so much, Pastor Peters. Hallelujah. Children, pay attention. Listen and learn. And love God. Love your family.
Yes.
Love yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord, hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Thank the Lord. And if y'all want to know how that's spelled, ask Pastor Peaches. No, you can call me. I'll spell it for you. Hypopostrosis crepidaliophobia, the fear of long words.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask, since you're so smart, can I ask you another question?
Yes.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a good time. You know why it's a good time, Pastor Peaches? Because it's the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers, young children, hallelujah, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23-30. You can highlight it if you like. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you for it, Lord. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the text that I just shared, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. And every time, as far back as I can remember, every time, I've mentioned this before, every time that they say, oh, we're going to have Holy Communion, we all began to think about ourselves, introspection, and what have we done. And so we ask God to forgive us of our sin. And we're going to do that right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord again says in that scripture to examine yourselves. And we do that. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And we understand it through God's word. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord Jesus. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, hallelujah, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, your word says, Lord, in Jesus' name, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, we are taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life, that you and your children shall live. The Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, declares, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives,
yes,
spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body.
Yes.
The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world, right now, right this minute, in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, and 1 John 3:1-2, and 1 John 1:12-13, and Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, your word declares that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, you said in the name of Jesus, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, walk and talk, worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the power of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already.
Yes, yes.
Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name.
With
every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing.
Yeah.
Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, erases, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie.
In the name of
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
For Holy Communion.
In the name
we remember you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And because of who we are.
Yes.
And whose we are.
Yes.
And what we are.
Thank you, Jesus.
We boldly share our family daily confession.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our
family.
According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Lean
spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Ever.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jude 1:24-25. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, may I ask you one more question?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What time is it?
Time for the word.
Your pause made me scared.
Time for the word. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Time for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word.
Amen.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save people with your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Satan, we serve your notice. We curse you from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed that will be sown tonight. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we receive it in
Jesus' name.
Father God, we give you the praise.
Yes.
We give you the order, glory. We give you the honor. We give you the power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The majesty. It's all yours, Lord.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got a whopper for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if we would do me a great favor and read the addresses on tonight.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 8. 2 Timothy.
Hold up on just a second. That was a mistake. It's 7:14. I thought I changed that. I evidently didn't do that.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Thank you.
2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. 1 John 4:20. Mark 11, verse 24. Romans 1, verse 17. Galatians 3, verse 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And Romans 12, verse 3.
And I like to give, do you like bonuses? When you were working, didn't you like bonuses?
Well, the people I was working for ain't never gave me none.
Oh, they didn't give you a bonus. Well, in other places where.
I got excited when other people told me they got them on their draw.
All right, bonus. So you love bonus. I got two bonus scriptures. St. Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 1. And 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16. I love the word of God, don't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Often you will see in magazines or newspapers, or you may see in books, they're called How to Do Stuff. How to do this, how to do that, how to fix this. They even have shows on TV. What is that?
Yes, yes.
What is it called? Do it just D-I-D? D.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. But I want to talk about six things that will guarantee to you that you will not grow as a Christian. Six things you can do that guarantee that you won't grow as a Christian.
Mm-mm-mm.
You say, what you talking about, Brother Bird? Now, I'm going to name these six things, and then we're going to deal with the scripture. Now, if you hear yourself in these six things, you got some explaining to do. Lucy used to tell, I Love Lucy show?
Yes.
Desi Lou would say, Lucy, you got some explaining to do. You got some explaining to do, but not to me. You better do it to God. Hallelujah. Number one way to guarantee you won't grow as a Christian, don't pray. You have to worry about growing as a Christian, because you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is dialogue with God. There's about 9-10 different ways that you can pray. Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, corporate prayer, your secret prayer closet, a prayer of agreement. But if you don't pray, don't worry about it. You ain't growing spiritually. That's number one. Number two, don't read your Bible. Don't worry. You ain't growing spiritually. You can grow spiritually. Don't read your Bible. My preacher reads it every Sunday when I go to church. Like I said, You are not going to grow spiritually if you don't read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three, You won't grow spiritually if you don't forgive.
Mm.
Forgive others and forgive yourself. You don't have to worry about growing spiritually. If you don't forgive yourself and others, hey, growing spiritually is not part of your dance card. It ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's three. Number four is don't love nobody. That's you're four and no more. Forget love. Don't love. You can guarantee you ain't going to grow spiritually. Okay, that was four.
Mm-hmm.
Five. Don't believe it unless you see it. I ain't going to believe unless I see it. Your middle name might be atheist. I don't know. I don't see it, so I don't believe it. But don't believe. If you don't see it, you ain't going to believe. So don't believe. And number six, see, I added one. Number six is don't live by faith. In fact, the opposite of faith is fear. Live by fear. Be scared all the time. Six ways that you can guarantee you ain't growing as a Christian. You're not going to grow spiritually. Again, don't pray.
Mm.
Don't read the word. Mm.
Don't forgive.
Don't forgive. Mm. Don't love. Mm. Don't believe. And don't live by faith. Now, if you heard your name called, it's something that you did, you do. You're going to have to make a course correction. Is that right? If you find out, Pastor Peaches, you're on a trip to someplace. You got the address, success, all that kind of stuff. And your GPS says you're going to have to make a course correction. Make a U-turn because you're going in the wrong direction. You got to make a course change. Is that right?
Amen.
Those six ways that will guarantee that you won't grow spiritually, you're going in the wrong direction, baby. If you heard your name called when I gave those out, you're going in the wrong direction. I don't care what else you say. I'm a Christian. If you doing any of those six things, you ain't growing. You're not going to grow spiritually. You're not going to grow as a Christian.
Amen.
Okay, the first scripture you got there.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people.
Okay, you don't have to read it. Because I remember that. I've heard people preach that often. If my people who are called by my name, now a lot of people call, you know, they're called by the, or Christian, real Christian, I'm a Christian. I heard people getting up and jumping, they're a Christian, and then they voted for an immoral, an awful person who lied all the time. And they told, now my Bible tells me that the father of liars is the devil. And they told me that they counted the lives of this one individual, and it was over 20,000 lives. No compunction. They found out that how you knew that he was lying when he opened his mouth. And so-called Christians, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and what?
Pray.
Wait a minute now. I got to pray. You got to pray if you're going to make it today. Who was that had that song? I got to pray if you, it was a rap or something. You got to pray if you want to make it today. I don't know. But anyway, that was years ago. How old are you? But you got to pray.
Amen.
Those two scriptures I gave you, one was Luke 18 and 1. Men are all 18:1b, chapter 18, verse 1b. Men are always to pray. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We are to pray without ceasing. The prayer is part of your diet as a Christian.
Amen.
Dialogue with God.
Amen.
Okay. If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves, pray, and seek my face. And seeking the face of God is number two. Really, how do you know God? By his word. By prayer and his word. Turn from your wicked ways. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Then will he hear from heaven. The blessings will come from heaven upon you. You hear the windows of heaven ain't opening, you know, creaking doors. You wonder, what is that? Is that what kind of noise is that? The windows of heaven are opening, and God will pour you out a blessing. You don't have room enough to receive.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will hear from heaven, forgive your sin, and heal your land. Well, you know what your land is? People don't know what the land is. Adam was made of what?
Dirt.
What is dirt?
Earth.
Earth. Land. Your children came from you.
Mm-hmm.
You dirt. What are they? They dirt. Humus being. It means dirt being. Or human. Humus man. The dirt man. That's your land. When it says heal your land, it's talking about your family. Your children, your grandchildren. That's your land. Is that all right? Also, those two other scriptures I talked about, Luke 18 and 1b, you have to go to them, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Put that with your notes, y'all. Pray.
Hallelujah.
The second one, read the word. You say, well, I'm blind. I can't read. You call the blind library. 410. Shall put it up. What are you going to do there? 230-2424. And tell them that you want a tape player. And you want the Bible on tape. They send you everything free.
Amen.
There ain't no mail, no stamps. They will send the stuff to you free to your house, the machine, everything. And you can read with your ears. Because that's what I do. I read with my ears. I read. That scripture on that scripture, the second scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Go ahead, read.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
If you don't read, don't worry about growing spiritually.
Amen.
You say, but, you know, sometimes I get tired. I'll read early in the morning. Or get yourself a cup of coffee. I know when that sports game come on or that show that you want to watch come on, suddenly you're wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
This is life-giving stuff, y'all.
Right, amen.
Life is an open book test.
Yes, yes.
The book is the word of God. You've got to read it because everything you could possibly go through in life is in there. You wonder, what should I do? I need God to tell me what to do. Did you go to his word? Don't you travel 500. I need to find a prophet. The word of God is prophetic. Go to the word of God. You're too lazy to go to the word of God yourself. You want to get to a prophet so he can tell you something. You go to the word of God. Let the word of God tell you something, sister or brother. Stop being lazy Christians. Oh, that's right. Oh, if you don't read, don't worry about it. You're guaranteed not to grow. Hallelujah. There's another scripture, too. I'm just throwing this in there. Lord have mercy. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly understanding, rightly analyzing the word of truth. The word of God is truth.
Amen. Amen. It is. Thank you, Jesus.
Read the word, y'all.
Amen.
But if, you know, I guarantee you, if you don't pray and you don't read, you ain't gonna grow spiritually.
Amen.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Ephesians 4:32.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Stop there. This is a New Testament event. Christ already forgave you before you even ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
But if you don't forgive,
you ain't going to be forgiven.
Here's the thing. Y'all need to understand this. Forgiveness or unforgiveness, let's do this. Unforgiveness is like you drinking poison, waiting for the other guy to die.
Amen.
Guess who's going to die first?
You.
But again, don't forgive, guarantee. This is a guarantee. Some things in life are not guaranteed. These are guaranteed. Guaranteed not to grow spiritually if you don't forgive.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
The next one.
1 John 4:20.
Okay, wait. Before you read that, don't love. If you want to guarantee that you don't grow spiritually, that you don't grow as a Christian, don't love nobody. Don't love your enemies. Don't love anybody. Me, mine, us four, no more. Go ahead, read that scripture.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen?
I did not write that. Did you write that, Pastor Peaches?
Oh, no. Came too late to change it.
God called you a liar. You got to love. There's another scripture. I forgot where it is. Lord Jesus, I should have brought it up. God says, you owe no man but to love them. Love. Yes, life is an open book test, but love is a subject of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Galatians 5:22-23, the first fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love.
But if you don't do that, I can't love them. No problem. You ain't growing spiritually. You won't grow as a Christian. You don't understand. They did this, that, and the other. I can't love. Well, no problem. You just ain't growing spiritually. You ain't going to grow as a Christian. I'll do everything else. I go to church. It don't matter how many times you can live in the church. If you don't love, you ain't growing spiritually.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, but it's right.
And the next one.
Mark 11:24.
Oh, wait, before you say that. Guarantee don't grow spiritually. Don't believe anything unless you see it. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
Show me, Steve.
Thomas is the only one that I know God said. Jesus said, well, look here. Yeah, he walked through the door, didn't even open the door, just walked through the wall. Walked through the door. Came and said, look here, touch the wound. Okay, I feel it now. Because he wasn't there the first time. He believed what the others were telling him. You know, Jesus had to do it again. They call it instant replay. Well, it wasn't so instant. It was another day, I think, or another time. But anyway, the bottom line is that blessed is the one that see not, but still believe.
Yeah.
That's a scripture, too. I could have used that. Well, if I put all these scriptures in there, there have been 20 scriptures. But it's between God. You got to believe, because there's a couple other scriptures, you know, Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23. Believe, and you shall receive. Not receive, then you can believe.
Yes, amen.
I'm believing for a Cadillac and one sitting in front of your door. And you know it is. You don't need to believe. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But when it ain't there and you believe that it will be there, then that's belief. That's cool. That's a cousin to the next one.
Mm.
You know what the next one is? Number 6. Like I said, okay, the 5 that I talked about so far, don't pray. If you want to guarantee that you won't grow spiritually, don't pray, don't read the word, don't forgive, don't love, don't believe. And the 6th one,
don't live by faith.
Don't live by faith. Now, we got a couple of scriptures there. What's that? Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11. Is that what we got?
Yes. Mark 11:24 is next.
Mark 11:24.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah. Now, that's if you want to grow spiritually, as you want to grow as a Christian. But you want guaranteed that you don't believe anything. Don't imagine yourself being free, debt-free. Don't imagine yourself being healed, whole, and delivered. Don't imagine none of that. Don't see none of that with the eyes of your faith. Don't live by faith. Now, Hebrews 11:6, I know that's down there, isn't it?
Yes. It's after Galatians 3:11.
Okay. Galatians 3:11, you go ahead.
Okay, the next one is Romans 1:17.
Okay, go ahead.
Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Now, the just shall live by faith. See, now, if you want to guarantee that you don't grow spiritually, don't live by faith. Live by fear or something else. Okay, go ahead to the next one.
Galatians 3:11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. Or the just shall live by faith.
He said it twice. Look, you, as a Christian, your walk should be a faith walk. What you say, what you think, and what you do should be prophetic.
Hallelujah.
Not pathetic. A lot of so-called Christians, their walk is pathetic.
Yes.
They don't even believe that God can heal a headache.
Oh, Jesus.
They're pathetic.
Touch Lord, hallelujah.
In their walk. But that's the guarantee that you won't grow spiritually. Give me another scripture here.
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is,
mm-hmm.
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Well, see, you can't grow spiritually because you're not living by faith, and you're not even pleasing God. See, y'all, you can talk the talk all you want to, but you got to walk the right walk. And if I named you in any of this stuff, you got to make a course correction. And if you don't, you're guaranteed not to grow spiritually.
Hallelujah.
You should, if they call you Alibi Al, all the time you're giving alibis, you're not speaking prophetically, you're speaking prophetically. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're guaranteed not to grow spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Look, it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear about Jody over there getting healed and delivered and set free miraculously.
Yes,
but it is really great when you're miraculously healed. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Don't talk to me about what you're going through. We all going through. You in this earth, you're going through something. If you tell me you're not going through something, I know right now that your father, a name begins with an S or a D.
Hallelujah.
M. Devil, Satan, or Mephistopheles. or the Lord of, what is the Lord of the Flies or whatever? Beelzebub as a B. Look. We all go through stuff.
Hallelujah, amen.
So don't come to me telling me, but you can come to me and tell me, you know, I am going through stuff, but guess what? God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And when you say that, the angels that are around you come to attention because they heard Almighty God say that one day. And they're ready to do action. And you just got to tell your angels what to do. Angels, whatever it takes to get my body right, do it right now in Jesus' name. Whatever, if any demon host has attacked my body, you take care of them right now. Our host of heaven. War angels of the Most High God, medicine angels of the Most High, talk with positiveness, not with I don't know if y'all too young to remember this, but they used to have these little when the comic books at the end of the comic book they had this little 90-pound weakling, you know, on the back of the comic book, and then they took some medicine or start exercising and 3 weeks. He was a muscle man. The 90-pound weakling, some of us are 90-pound weakling Christians. We spend more time talking about what we're going through than about what Jesus has taken us through, has given us the victory over. It's time for us to talk the right talk and walk the right walk. Yes, it may be a tightrope, but God got your balance because you got goodness and you got mercy.
Right.
And you
right.
Walk without curse. Yes. They will be with you all the days of your life.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I got on a mobility vehicle one day. Guy got on the bus. He says, "Boy, you're coming late. Look here, I done had 10 operations. They started naming all the operations. I don't want to hear that. I changed the subject."
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he could have been saying, "Look here, I done been through 10 operations, but I'm still standing. I'm walking on the bus myself. God done brought me this far, my friend, and he didn't bring me this far to leave me."
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the kind of witness. See, everything you say, you think, and you do are seeds that are planted in the earth. And then when others come to you and they're trying to put their baggage that they're carrying on you, because that's what they're doing, they may call it something else. "I want you to pray for my rheumatism. And my high blood pressure, my diabetes, and my earache, and my headache." You done claimed all of that.
Amen.
That's yours.
Yep.
Ain't messing with your stuff.
Yep, ain't going nowhere.
Ain't messing with your stuff. That's yours. You done claimed it. Don't come to me with that. You said, but Brother Bird, you kind of being harsh today. I'm not being harsh. I'm being right. Because I love you. I don't see, you've got to stop believing what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And then when you believe it in your mind, you speak it out of your mouth, belief out of your mouth, not doubt and disbelief. Now let's call in what you're thinking a lie. That's in line with what you're thinking, coming out your mouth. Well, yeah, that's calling the Word of God. The Lord said, I'm the healer. Hallelujah. Go ahead. I am the one that healeth thee. Glory to God. I'm walking in the healing of God. Hallelujah. I'm stepping into the healing of God. With his stripes, I were healed. Hallelujah. Already. Glory to God. Past tense. You say, well, look here. I mean, you're living. I'm still. With his stripes, I'm healed. You're living. Well, you got a cane. With his stripes, I'm healed. But nothing. Get your butt out of my way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm so sick of going to the church of God, and they have a test the line service. The folks get up and say, well, my this and my that, and I thank God for one more day. Well, all that stuff that you done named, you know, it might be better that you're going to be with the Lord, because you done named all that other stuff. Glory to God. It's time for healing to take place.
Amen.
Gotta heal your mind first.
Amen.
And start imagining with your imagination. What's the largest nation in the world, Pastor Peaches?
Imagination.
You God gave it to you so you can see yourself whole, healed, and delivered.
Delivered, hallelujah.
I don't see myself. Well, I don't have. I'll tell y'all don't know. I done seen myself healed, whole, and delivered so much that, I done had a dream. Glory to God. Within a dream. In the dream, I dreamt that, glory to God, that I opened my left eye and I could see.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I woke up in my dream, and I opened my left eye and I could see. And then I open it, y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
But anyway, I see this with the eyes of my faith, and it's just so real to me that hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's going to happen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Talk the talk, the right talk, y'all.
Yes. My
gosh.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When you get over with 25, see, at age 25, that's when your brain should be fully developed. The frontal lobe, which is the last part of the brain that develops, comes in with about 25.
Yeah.
The frontal lobe is the seat of your reasoning, your impulse control, and your planning.
Yes.
So at that point, that's when all excuses got to stop. Well, I said I was going to do such and such, but, something came up. Oh, I wasn't feeling. Do you know that the enemy will stop you from doing good with a false feeling? Because as soon as that time where you were supposed to be somewhere, or you're supposed to be doing something, or you're supposed to be calling something, is over, all of a sudden you start feeling better. Why? Because it was a mirage. You know, there are mirages in your mind.
Mm.
There are mirages in your body. You know, you're in the desert and you see it looks like it's real. And you keep walking and walking, and it looks real, but when you get there, it ain't nothing there. Was a mirage.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall for the okey-doke of the devil. The Bible says that he's going around as a warring lion, seeking whom we may devour. 1 Peter 5:8, I think that's it. And you've got to understand, and he will trick you, baby. Oh, I'm planning to bless myself. I've got two bags of groceries, and I already called my sister, and I'm going to take these two bags over to her house because she needed food. And all of a sudden, just before you walk out the door, you feel sick. And you call her sister and her five children that don't have no food. Look, I feel sick, so I can't come over and bring the food. And then later on, you feel good. You feel a little good. You get up in the car, you go to KFC. Why didn't you go and take the bags to the sister's house then? Oh, Lord Jesus. The enemy wants to trick you. Look for the tricks of the enemy. He ain't no rocket scientist. The same old stuff. False feelings. False pains. You say, glory to God. You say, what do you mean false pain? Folk have a leg amputated. And they wake up in the night and their leg that was amputated is hurting them. It's called a phantom pain.
Yeah.
You get pain in the leg that you don't even have.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, the devil loves phantom stuff, y'all. He still does that kind of stuff, y'all. Ain't nothing new under the sun, and the devil's tricks are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for the okey-doke. Hmm. Six ways to guarantee that you will not grow spiritually. You don't pray. Don't read the word. Don't forgive, don't love, don't believe, and don't live by faith. Live by sight. Live by fear. Don't live by faith. And you're guaranteed.
Hallelujah.
You're not to grow spiritually. Father God, we thank you for what holy we have shared on this evening. We thank you, O God, for those who listened to, who heard the word. We thank you, O God, that the seed sown shall bring harvest, 30, 60, and 100-fold, in Jesus' name. We praise your name, and we glorify your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, hi. I want to send, thank you, everyone, for listening. And I want to send a shout-out to the there was a new listener in the Children's Corner tonight. That was Malachi Ramey. Hallelujah. And he's one of the young people that will be entering into ACE in September, really the end of August. Hallelujah. But take God with you, young people, in the name of Jesus. Father God, look, young people, older people, if there's anyone out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart and save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over you. He will rejoice over one that comes to Christ. Hallelujah. You'll give the devil a black eye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Please give us a call after the broadcast goes off to let us know if you need a Bible, if you want the word of, you want to be able to read the word of God, if you need communion elements, let us know. Come past and pick some up. Let us know. We'll find a way to get them to you so you'll be able to take communion when we take communion. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line, address it. The envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. See you next week. Good. See you Sunday.
Boom, 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 boom. Tell me who's in the house.
Tracy.
Who's in the house.
Tracy.
Who's in the house.
JC!
Who's in the house?
JC!
Jesus Christ
is in the house.
day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.